Now, we find that the priest is defiled through disease and diet and the dead. And you find that all through this section, we have that given to us here in the 22nd chapter. The whole thought, and I'm not going now into the details of this chapter, is that those that are going to serve God are to be holy, friends, and they're to be holy in all their relationships. They're to be holy in their relationships in their home, in their social contacts, in the business contacts, with the world. Anywhere they touch the world, they're to be holy. And that is the thing that I feel today the child of God should be. Now, why should they do this? God says, verse 31, "Therefore shall ye keep my commandments and do them. I am the Lord. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord which hallow you, that brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord." You see, they were to be a witness for God, not to go as witnesses to the ends of the earth, as you and I have been called to do today, but they were called to serve God as a nation, and as they did, the whole world would come to Jerusalem. And why were they to do this? What was the motivation to this obedience? Dr. Horatius Bonar lists 5 reasons. And the Lord says, first, I'm the Lord. That's the reason he's the Lord. Second, I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. Third, I'm the Lord which hallow you. God wants you, my friend, to walk in a way that's becoming to him. And then he says, the fourth, I am the Lord which brought you out of Egypt. Now, God has saved you, friends. Now, don't misunderstand it. When God saves you by grace, he doesn't save you with the idea that he puts you in debt. Grace does not put anyone in debt. And I personally disagree with that song that puts words in the mouth of the Lord Jesus. He never said, I gave my life for thee. What hast thou done for me? What he's saying is, he saves you by grace. That doesn't put you in debt. But he did save you, didn't he? And don't you love him? And now you are to do this? Why? Because it's your duty? No, because you love him. Because you love him and you want to please him. Why does that wife, she fixes a special birthday dinner for a husband? Why, she just works her fingers to the bone. Why does she do that? Because it's her duty? Well, you might say that, but you ask her why. She said, I love that old boy. I love him, and I'm doing it because I love him. I am the Lord which brought you out of Egypt. And then the fifth, your God. Is he your God? Then, my friend, you represent him. The world is reading you and me today. And, of course, that little jingle, what is the gospel according to you? What is the gospel? Men are not reading the Bible, but they are reading you and me today. And I wonder what in the world they're reading, by the way. May I say to you, this is a tremendous section, though we have gone over it rather hurriedly.